This is Missing the Mouse. I'm Jeremy Pettigrew.
And I'm Brad Burleson.
This week we're going to talk about two topics. One of them is like crazy cool, and the other one is kind of interesting. And so we'll start with the kind of interesting one and end with the crazy, exciting, cool one. We know that dumb old paper fast passes are just gone, right?
Yes. Like, yeah. They're gone. Basically, we spent all this money building all these little fast pass kiosks, and now they're all covered with the big plastic covers, and you're told to do your FastPass Plus, right?
Right. Except for at Be Our Guest, where they have just recently started testing old paper FastPass return systems for lunch.
So basically Disney said, what are we going to do with all these FastPass systems? I know, let's do it for food.
It's the weirdest thing too, because it's like a full 8.5 by 11 piece of paper. And it's like printed, and you have a literal 15-minute window in which you may return for lunch.
Wait, so they're doing paper fast passes again?
Yes.
Except they don't look at all like the old paper fast passes.
Oh no, they're very regal and royal looking.
Are you being serious? Like they are literally printed on they used an entire sheet of paper for these things?
That's what it looks like.
It's not are you sure it's not the little thing?
I don't know, man. It's print. It looks like if it was that small.
Have you seen somebody's hand next to it?
I have not seen somebody's hand, but if it was that small, I think the text would be pretty illegible.
That just seems weird to me, man.
They look real big, and it's you have to be expected to come, you know, in the morning and grab a fast pass. For lunch, you know, and so say you've got between 11:50 and 12:05 to return.
Right.
You better not after 11 o'clock go hop on any attractions or leave Fantasyland, because, I mean, that's 15 minutes. That's impossible.
Yeah, well, but I feel like as long as you have it ahead of time, I don't feel like that's a big deal, because if I have it far enough ahead of time, then I know it's going to happen and I can plan my day around that, you know?
Yeah, I just feel like, you know, so when Claire and I went to Walt Disney World for our honeymoon, we went to the Animal Kingdom and got two paper fast passes for Expedition Everest.
Right.
We then walked over to Africa and rode Kilimanjaro Safari. And, you know, there was like a 40-minute wait, and then the attraction itself is like 20 minutes. But we didn't have to worry about it because we had a whole hour, you know, or more of return window. But I just feel like, you know, if you go at 9 or 10 a.m. and get a fast pass that says you got to be back by 11, you know, between 11:50 and 12:05, that's really going to add a lot of anxiety to your morning.
I see that, but I also, I mean, I've seen what the lines look like, and the lines are, you know, the lines have been getting crazier and crazier for Be Our Guest.
Yeah.
So, I mean, something had to be done, and I really think that that's a better solution to do fast passes as opposed to, I mean, because really the other option is to make it a table service, you know, lunch location where you just have to have straight up reservations for it.
Yeah. And I think that's got to be what they're approaching rapidly, you think?
You know, I really thought it would already be done by now. And I feel like this FastPass stuff is almost them trying to avoid that situation. So I don't know if it's going to happen or not, really. Mm. I feel like they're saying, okay, what could we do that would not involve having to turn this into just straight up reservations?
But why not FastPass Plus if they're looking at the long term?
Okay, so they are doing FastPass Plus there,
along with paper fast passes.
I don't
know. I'd heard FastPass Plus, but then I saw this paper fast pass thing that they're testing, and I was like, why would you do paper fast passes if you also have FastPass Plus?
So
FastPass Plus is only for hotel guests.
Okay, so yeah, so then if it was only for your hotel guests, then yeah, somebody coming into the park should have to have some way of doing it as well. And that, yep. There's where your paper fast passes come into effect.
Okay, sorry about that. I totally looked, I glossed right over that fact when I was reading about this.
So yeah. So, I mean, there are multiple options here. And again, I understand 15 minutes is frustrating. But here's the thing. You get an hour window to go ride a ride that takes 4 to 10 minutes tops, right?
Right.
Okay. So if you don't show up within your hour, or you show up near the end of your hour, at most you're going to throw things off 10 minutes or something.
Right.
Because you'll take up one spot in the ride.
Right.
At a lunch location, when you do your My Magic Plus or your so apparently the FastPass Plus part of this is actually invitation only. So they're
this
actually
is so complicated. Why is yes. this so difficult?
Yeah. So basically, they give you a site that you get an email saying that you've been invited to be part of the test, and then you go to the reservation site and you enter your reservation number. Then you select when you want to get your food. You can actually even pre-order your meal. So you can go ahead and select what you want to eat. And then you show up with a 30-minute arrival window.
Hmm.
So clearly...
So I'm thinking when I go in November, I'll probably receive an email about that.
I'm thinking when you go in November, it's going to be sorted out. Because here's the thing. I've seen what you've seen, which is the paper FastPass stuff with 15-minute windows. I've seen this FastPass Plus thing with 30-minute windows and pre-ordering your meal, which honestly sounds like a really good idea to me, especially for a lunch location where they can go ahead and be pre-cooking based on when I'm going to arrive or something.
Yeah.
Though when I don't show, who are they going to sell my steak or whatever, you know, my fish to or something?
Yeah, because even the quick service lunch food there is very, very nice and very, very expensive.
Yeah, maybe they just figure there somebody's going to show up and sell it. But basically what we're saying is Disney is trying things. They're trying to figure out how to make Be Our Guest work and keep it away from a straight-up reservation system where you have to reserve 90 days out. But I guess that's the thing. If they're going to turn it into FastPass Plus, that almost seems like you should just turn it into a reservation restaurant at lunch. Because, I mean... Essentially, that's what it is at that point, right?
Yeah. I think the thing that's weird and the thing that almost bothers me about all this is that Disney does not do testing in public.
Oh, they do testing. They do testing in public all the time.
Well, but their testing in public is never this ham-handed or ham-fisted. It's usually when Disney is testing something in public, it feels like how it should be. You know, like you're not expecting it to be how great it could be, but their testing is so good that you can't tell. This just feels like, you know, okay, are you staying at a hotel? Did you get an email? You know, like there's like 5 steps. Go to this special website, pre-pick your food. And it feels very, very like, I don't know, like there should be an under construction GIF guy on the website going, sorry, excuse the mess. You're going to have to be, you know, really inconvenienced.
Who knows? Who knows how you'll actually be getting your stuff? But yeah.
They never do really like almost like we have no idea how this is going to work. So here's a whole bunch of things that we're just going to try. They don't really do that kind of testing in public, I feel like.
I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, I mean, you know, I remember back when Disney was doing, so they actually tested Nintendo DS, actually using Nintendo DSs as park companions.
I remember
this was
that.
A couple of years back, and you had to I think they were recruiting people to test it, but if you knew what was going on, you could actually stop by the town hall, I think, basically stop by guest services in Magic Kingdom, and you could actually request one if they had any available. And I stopped by and tried to get one, and of course, they had already checked them all out for the day. Either that or they had just stopped that test. But I think these tests have happened before. I just don't think they've been as publicized now. And I question how much of that is due to Perhaps this test isn't as smoothly handled as what it could be, but then also how much of that is just the nature of what we live in now, you know, where everything is out there.
Yeah.
So everything Disney does, you know, even if they do it for only 5% of people, it's going to end up on the internet and there's going to be people talking about it.
Yeah. And I guess I'm with Disney and Apple, I'm kind of hypersensitive to experience, you know, sometimes to a fault. And I think that this is a time where I just feel like this is about three steps too confusing for something that I feel like Imagineering or, you know, whoever's over that would have wanted.
Right. And I think that, you know, I think they'll settle down on something at some point, but I know the paper fast passes, I think they were also testing, with Anna and Elsa, because the lines, it's Disney reacting to just lines that I don't think they were ever expecting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know Disney thought Anna and Elsa were going to be popular and, over at Storybook Hall, or Princess Fairy Tale Hall, sorry. But I don't think they expected to see, you know, 3-4 hour waits, and they, you know, and you have a base of people who, number one, don't want to wait in that line, but number two, have to see Anna and Elsa.
Right.
And so they're trying to find a solution to the problem. The same thing with Be Our Guest. They have people who really, really want to eat at this place because they've heard so much about it, but at the same mm-hmm. time, they don't want to wait in, you know, the crazy long lines. So they're trying to work out a couple of different solutions. And, you know, like you said, yeah, 15 minutes is a really short period of time, but again, they can't afford for you to get to be off the mark, because that's a table. You're going to be sitting there for 30, 45 minutes. They have to make this work. So I guess I think I'm a little bit more willing to give Disney a pass here, because I feel like they are attempting to fix an issue here and attempting to find unique ways of allowing people to continue to enjoy the parks and at the same time be able to experience some of these things that would otherwise require you to spend a significant portion of your day in line.
Yeah. And to kind of button this topic up, just to give a little bit of personal experience on how popular Be Our Guest is, my travel agent offered to book all the dining reservations for us for our trip. And we told her we'd like to eat at Be Our Guest, doesn't matter what night, you know, if you can find anything. And so she got onto their little system, you know, day and date, 6 months out to book us dining, and officially our entire week was booked 6 months out. Like, already the thing was booked, and she was like, I got on exactly when their, you know, their little back end stuff for Disney opens up, and it was already booked. And so you've got a week's worth of reservations at this place booked 6 months out. So it is quite popular.
Yeah, and the thing is that on the reservation side, this is not new for Disney. I mean, the exact same issue typically happens with Cinderella's Royal Table,
right? And Le Cellier to some point.
Yeah, and Le Cellier to a large extent, really. Now, you know, as dining plans and everything became more popular, it led to the reservation land grabs, for lack of a better term. But yeah, you know, I remember a few years back, my sister and mom trying to make reservations at Cinderella's Royal Table, and they were pretty much told, you have about 5 minutes in the morning after we open to call and make those reservations, because in about 5 minutes we will fill up the entire day of reservations, and boom, you know, and this is the 6 months out, that entire day will be full in the first 5 minutes that our phone lines are open.
Wow.
You know, so it's like buying tickets for a concert and any of those things. I mean, there are certain experiences that you really have to be on the ball for. And that's why I like that Disney is trying to do something with Be Our Guest, at least in the lunch period, to give people who don't want to, you know, who don't know to make these reservations 6 months out, an opportunity to enjoy this experience instead of just being frustrated by what's going on. I remember I was sitting in Le Cellier, our last trip, and I, you know, a lady was at the front desk just chewing out a cast member about how horrible it was that she was unable to just walk in and get a table. And to me, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous to anybody, because I know what Disney does. But at the same time, I understand if you don't know it, it's going to be really frustrating to you. And so I feel like Disney's making an attempt to walk that line. And let's just hope that whether it's FastPass Plus or My Magic Plus or it's paper FastPass distribution, that they can come up with a good solution that doesn't actually involve taking this reservation only at lunch. That's what I'm truly hoping for.
I think that would be. I think that's doable. That's a doable hope.
Yes.
So the next thing I'm so excited about. To preface it, the Disney offers a package that I believe is $150 for your party called Magic Maker. And with that, it will use your Magic Band to one as your photo pass card, so that any photo you take with a photographer out in the parks will show up automatically online, but also your ride photos. So when the ride takes the photo, it will automatically just put your ride photo online as well. So Tower of Terror is doing something that is like the coolest thing. And they're actually, if you've bought a Magic Maker package, they will actually take a video of you on the, what?
I said Memory Maker.
Okay.
Yeah, just to clarify before somebody emails us and complains, the Memory Maker package. So you can do this video thing, right?
And they'll actually take a video of you on the attraction and then cut it into kind of the like lightning, you know, the basically the story of the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror, all of the interstitial kind of animation and stuff that you do when you're rising up in the elevator shaft and stuff. They'll actually cut it in and make you a little, like, you know, fun produced video instead of just, you know, a photo of you with the Tower of Terror logo in the bottom right or, you know, whatever. So,
or even just the entire video where there's going to be some really boring parts just watching me, because we're going up the shaft, we're looking down the hallway, we're going through the little fourth dimension thingy.
Right. And so, I mean, that just, like, this is the stuff that My Magic Plus and the Magic Bands and all this RFID technology, this is the stuff that really excites me. Because when I went in 2012, we had a PhotoPass card, and we gave the guy the PhotoPass card, and he scanned it, and he took our picture, and then we got home and logged into our PhotoPass thing, and it was like $15 for one download, download, $15. And I was like, what? You know, we'd taken like 30 pictures. Every time we saw a PhotoPass photographer and there wasn't an hour long wait, we got in line to get our photo taken, because they're always, you know, they're in front of all the picturesque locations, Cinderella's castle, the hat in Hollywood Studios.
Yeah, there's gonna be like eight of them out there at about every, you know, 7 feet. There will be another one taking it at the beginning and the end of the day that will take your picture. And it's an awesome system.
Right. And so you end up with, you know, and it costs nothing to have your picture taken. So what you end up with is like 20 or 30 pictures over a week of being there, of pictures that you want. And it's like, okay, you want to buy all of these, you know, whatever. I think they had an option where you could get everything for like $200, and they would give you like a CD and all the downloads and like a whole bunch of, but this paying $150 for, oh, and that didn't include ride photos.
No, it so didn't.
This paying $150 to get all of your ride photos, all of your PhotoPass photos, and just, you know, I think you can pay more to have them printed and shipped to you, but just to be able to download all of them for $150 is like a huge savings.
Yeah, and so okay, so first of all, what you were talking about, you know, you said a couple of years back they had this option where you can, that was Memory Maker. So Memory Maker has actually been around for a little while now, and it is still $200 if you buy it in the park. So The secret here is buy it at least 3 days in advance online,
yes.
tie it to your reservation, and then that way you get this $150 price. Because they are smart enough to go and say, if you try to buy it, you know, you get out to the parks and you're like, oh, we had such a wonderful picture in front of the castle, but I don't want to pay that extra $50. So I'm going to go online and pre-purchase it now. There's like a 3-day cooling off period where no pictures that you take will be included in your Memory Maker package. So, but yeah, when Memory Maker initially launched, it was just your PhotoPass stuff. As a matter of fact, our family did Memory Maker 2.5 years ago. So when I proposed to my wife, my mom made sure that she had purchased the Memory Maker package ahead of time, and everywhere we went, boom, you handed over that card. And in fact, you know, at one point, we lost a card and we had to get a different one, and we went online and typed in all our card codes and got everything together. And it was amazing, you know, because you had all these pictures. And, you know, I feel like it was a pretty decent benefit back then, but now that ride photos are going to be included, now that they're doing videos, that's freaking awesome.
Mm-hmm. I just feel like that's like, it's the cherry on top of like 100 more cherries.
Yes. Now, and one thing that I will say about the PhotoPass people is they have always been great, because, again, we did the Memory Maker last time. But there have been times when we've gone and we haven't done the Memory Maker. And guess what? We still ended up with pretty decent photos. And all that we did was you go, you take your PhotoPass picture, and you ask. And usually the cast member with the PhotoPass person, or even the PhotoPass person themselves, is pretty open to taking your camera and taking a picture.
Yeah, I've heard as long as you just leave your, if you have like an SLR, you know, nice camera, just, if you just put it in full auto, they'll take whatever you want.
Right. Now, is the quality going to be as good as their picture? Probably not, because again, you have to be in, they're not going to sit there and, you know, they're going to let it autofocus. They're going to let it auto set the white balance. Everything is going to be auto.
Yeah.
Whereas they've taken the time to set their camera to what's going to work best where they're at, but you can still end up with really good pictures. So, you know, and it's smart on Disney's part, because it encourages you to step up to those PhotoPass people, even if you haven't quite convinced yourself to get that PhotoPass yet. But
right.
I totally agree that this video thing is awesome. And so then my next question is, where is it going to be expanded to next? You know,
I don't know. I can't really think of another attraction. I guess Rock and Roller Coaster, if they could make a video of you at the takeoff point.
That would be cool. Anywhere else in the ride, I feel like they'd almost have to show you where you were.
Yeah.
In order, you know, because otherwise, just if it was like a fixed view of your face or something, it probably wouldn't be that interesting.
Right. But I mean, that's an attraction that like Tower of Terror has, you know, a very defining moment of the ride, of the, you know, where like that first drop in Tower of Terror.
Yes.
That's the moment of that attraction, and the rocket start of Rock and Roller Coaster. That's the defining moment of that attraction as well.
Mission Space could be interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If they could give you a cut between you and the like actual ride, you know, video.
Yes.
That would be fun.
On the other hand, Soarin' would be very boring.
Yeah.
So there are rides that this will not work for.
Soarin' would be like watching a GoPro attached to somebody doing a waltz.
So crazy question here, though. What happens? Okay, so, gosh, I don't even know that I want to put this out there, because people will search the internet for it. But we all know that things like Flash Mountain exist.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Before it was, you would get off the ride and, you know, Disney monitors the photos that come out. And if the photos contain any content that is not
nudity,
I think, you know, obscene gestures, anything that is not family friendly, let's say, they take it off, and they just, you just didn't see your photo.
Right.
And you would have to go back through if you wanted your photo. So, I mean, and I'm not assuming, Jeremy, that you're going to go and start making lewd gestures at the camera when you're on, you know, Tower of Terror, but assuming someone else in your car did, what happens there? I wonder. I mean, do you get home thinking that you've got this awesome video of Tower of Terror and there's nothing there?
No, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's like 25 people in those elevator cars.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that could do something that could get your video or your photos or whatever else trashed, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they employ selective blurring.
I was about to say, yes, you were riding Tower of Terror with one ghost.
Yeah. a chat roulette style selective blur.
You know, that could be really awesome. What if they stuck like the Haunted Mansion ghosts? Of course, they totally wouldn't fit there. It would have to be what about like the, you know, the people who disappeared in Tower of Terror?
Uh-huh. What if like they Rod Serling.
Yeah, suddenly showed up in the seats of the people that they needed to remove from your video.
That would be a really fun, smart way of doing that.
Yeah, and again, I don't know what they're going to do there, but that's a, you know, it's something that I feel like that they had to have thought of, and I'll be interested to know how they're going to do that. I don't suggest that you test that to find out.
Okay, yeah. No, I won't.
Because, it would be very difficult for us to record a Disney podcast if one of us was banned from Disney.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even want to think about that. It's too sad.
Well, that'll keep you from doing that. So
that'll do it for this week's episode. If you are on Twitter and you want to follow us on Twitter, we are MTM Podcast. And you can visit us at our website. It's missingthemouse.co. See y'all next week and have a magical day.